back into Riders Field for the third game of the 2025 season. Alongside Tyler Danberg, I'm Zach Bigley. We welcome you up into the broadcast booth. Very happy to have you. Happy Sunday as the Rough Riders today with Josh Young rehabbing out on the field at third base. Look to complete a series victory. A very good game yesterday, Tyler. 5-2 win for the Rough Riders.
It really was. The two things that really stood out, Luis Mieses with the two-run shot and an RBI single within the bullpen as well. Another stellar job by the Frisco Pen to get the job done, including Skylar Nielsen.
So the bullpen was fantastic yesterday. Today they turned to the veteran making his 115th career start in his 10th season in minor league baseball. It's Trey Schupak with his Rough Riders debut today. Schupak, a native of LaGrange, Texas, which is right outside Bryan, a town of about 4,500 people. Today he's pitching in front of more than that here at Riders Field alone in his Frisco Rough Riders debut. The Hooks took game one, 7-5. The Rough Riders came back with a 5-2 win in game two, and now we're ready for game three of the season and the finale of this three-game set in Frisco. It's a cold one, maybe one of the colder ones in Rough Riders franchise history, especially when you factor in the feels-like temperature, which is in the 30s currently. It is a, nonetheless, somewhat pleasant day for baseball. At least it's dry. That's for sure. Luis Castro is in from the right side. Trey Schupak is ready to go, and we are all set for baseball here in Frisco. We're underway. He bunts through it, and the game's first pitch coming across at 4:06 in the p.m. A little matinee baseball for you on a Sunday. Thanks for joining us. Schupak has been a part of five different teams, and he will throw the whole kitchen sink at you in terms of his arsenal. Four-seam, two-seam, cutter, curveball, slider, and changeup. He's ahead 1-2 on Castro. A season ago in the Cubs organization, made 21 appearances, 13 starts between AA and AAA. Overall, a 4.5 ERA. Started out in the Pirates organization, was traded to the Brewers, then with the A's, the Cubs last year, and now here with the Rangers. He misses low and outside. It is not his first time pitching here in this building, though. He did it as a member of the A's organization with the Midland Rockhounds a couple of years ago. Missed a lot of time with Tommy John surgery and trying to work his way back up to the major leagues. He picks up a strikeout, his first batter face for the Rough Riders. Went with a fastball, just blew it right by him.
Two-seam with a little bit of run to it. Castro got over top it. Nice pitch running in there from Schupak.
So now Colin Barber, who had a great game yesterday homering. Schupak runs it inside. Talking to Cooper Johnson, his battery mate today, he said that that's what they want to do. With a cold day today, they are going to pitch inside and try to induce some weak contact. Guys are always a little trepidatious swinging on inside pitches on these cold temperature days. Veteran guy with pitch ability named Schupak. It's funny when we were talking with Cooper Johnson earlier. Tucker Mitchell was right there, who's at first base today, but is a catcher himself. And he held up the numbers 2 with his fingers and said, two broken bats. That's what we're looking for today. Schupak likes to break bats. And both Johnson and Mitchell were in agreement that, yep, if we can break a couple bats today, it's going to be a good one.
Well, Schupak's a big guy, and he's got long arms. And extension plays a key role in that. He's not necessarily going to blow it by you, but what he can do is pinpoint the baseball, and he's very accurate at that.
He pinpoints that perfectly on the outside corner, the curveball for strikeout number 2.
When you have such a wide variety as a hitter, you never know what's going to be thrown at you. Look at that backdoor curveball, just loops it at 77, right on that outer third of the plate.
Gorgeous pitch. Here's Pascanel Ferreras. Once again, Schupak working ahead. Coming out of high school, scouts just fell in love with Shuprock's intangibles to be a starting pitcher. They love big-bodied pitchers, guys who can be durable over the long course of an outing and a season, and that's what Shuprock is. He's thrown a lot of innings in his minor league career, almost 700. He works ahead, one ball and two strikes on Ferreras, who's 4-for-7 to start the season. Both teams at 1-1 to start it. Looking for his third strikeout. Instead, a weak tapper out to shortstop. A charge from Rodriguez. The throw is just in time. Couple strikeouts and some nifty glove work behind him at shortstop. Shuprock, a 1-2-3 first inning. And Rodriguez makes it look easy at shortstop. Rough Riders come to the plate in the bottom of the first in a scoreless ball game next on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
At USAA, we know the best way to serve our members is by building the best team. So we're looking for talented people like you to join us. From claims and finance to tech and beyond. But it's not just skill sets and impressive resumes we're looking for. It's the unique qualities that everyone at USAA shares and the passion to make a real difference for our members. Search USAAjobs.com and find out what we're made of.
USAA, equal opportunity employer.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
You guys, I gotta tell you about a sound. For only $60 a month. This isn't just regular internet. It's a total game changer. Yeah, we'll streaming, gaming, watching live TV with DirecTV. With Astound, you get it all. Get fiber-powered 1-gig internet with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi starting at $60 a month. Every room stays connected. It's simple. No surprise pricing. For a short time, get a free unlimited Astound mobile line. Still thinking about switching? Do it. Go to Astound.com now. Restrictions apply. See Astound.com for details.
It's time to start the bottom of the first on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Look at our InTouch Credit Union starting lineups with Alejandro Osuna leading it off. Josh Young and Sebastian Walcott in the upper third due up in this first inning. Tucker Mitchell at the bottom getting his first start this season after pinch hitting yesterday. Jose Flaherty delivers in the game's first pitch in the bottom of the first. Osuna 1-for-8 to start the season. He's walked and scored a run, also stolen a base, as the Rough Riders have seemingly run a little wild at the beginning of the season. Already 6 stolen bases at the first 2 games, and Osuna going to be a big part of that. He's ahead 2-0. Now 3-0. Flaherty is the number 18 prospect in the Astros organization by MLB Pipeline. A guy who is a little bit boom or bust with that command. Gets back in it. Flaherty last year spent almost the entire season barring some time missed with injury with Corpus Christi. Made 17 appearances, 9 of them starts. Weak wave on the slider. 2 of those appearances were against the Rough Riders. Frisco put up 3 runs against him in 8 innings of work. A couple long relief outings. Into center field. Cerny started in hard. Now eases up to make the catch.
Here's their defense.
And you saw the play there from Cerny. The rest of the defense for Corpus Christi. Ryan Robleski, a usual catcher, is out at left. Luis Encarnacion making his first start. In this series is Josh Young is in the right-handed batter's box. The Major League rehabber who yesterday had a 2-run single. Got a chance to catch up with him before today's game, and he said, I'm feeling good, but I'm going to have a better answer for you after I play defense in this cold weather. Off the end of the bat, Cerny started back, now charging in. Johnson way out there, and the second baseman can't make the play. It's a line drive in the box score for Josh Jung. His second hit of his rehab stint.
Well, Zach, it's been a common theme all weekend. The jet stream has played a factor. Jung gets it off the end of his bat and saws it into center field. There have been many of those reads where the outgoing or incoming fielder kind of curves around to their right or left, and that's a tough play for Johnson.
Now Walcott takes a strike. Yeah, not an easy play. Cerny got fooled a little bit on the big swing, started back, and had just had no chance to catch up to that ball. So Jung picks up the base hit. If nothing else, gives him a chance to run the bases.
It's fitting that it's a Texas leaguer.
Exactly. And his return back to the Texas League here. And he went around. Oh, Walcott strikes out on the check swing. Nasty changeup inside. That's the bread and butter pitch for Flaherty. Two outs, first strikeout for the Astro-affiliated right-hander. Take a look at the umpires. That's a look at a Drew Buffelli in the middle of the bases. Chad Patterson, the crew chief, is at first base. Kaz Cousins is our home plate umpire today. Abimelech Ortiz fouls it back, 0-1. Ortiz 2-for-9 to start the season. He had a two-hit day yesterday. Quickly behind 0-2. Jung with the neck spasms, put on the injured list, and he's eligible to come off next week, so he'll probably rejoin the Rangers after he finishes up today.
Which will be a great boost for both. Jung gets to play on that 8-2 Rangers squad, and the Rangers get him back as they're playing some of their best ball.
And the Rangers in action currently. Kamar Rocker got the start today for the big league club, former Rough Rider. Ran into a little bit of trouble in the middle of his start of the fourth inning, but pitched very well, especially coming off his struggles his first time out in Cincinnati. Still 0-2 on Ortiz. That game going to the bottom of the ninth. Tampa Bay scored two runs in the eighth inning to tie it up. It's 3-3 down in Arlington. In the air to right, shallow. Barber started back, now is sprinting in, calls off Johnson and puts it away. And the Riders are turned aside in the first. No runs, a hit, no errors, a runner left on. Go top two. No score on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Preferred Mechanical Group is a mechanical contracting company for commercial and industrial companies and the official mechanical contractor for your Frisco Rough Riders. PMG operates on a relationship-first approach to service, and our team is dedicated to building long-term working partnerships that help us better serve our clients. As we come to understand your HVAC system better, we're able to provide better, more targeted interventions when you need them. To find out more about how we can help you, visit PMGservice.com.
Ewing Buick GMC is the official truck dealership of the Frisco Rough Riders and the number one Buick GMC dealership in North Texas. With an extensive selection of new and used vehicles and a long history of excellent customer service, Ewing makes it easy to find your next off-roading, tool hauling, kid carrying, hard working truck. Come by Ewing Buick GMC and experience why we're number one. Dallas North Tollway at Spring Creek Parkway or online at ewingbuickgmc.com.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
This is Josh Young, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, I was just hanging out.
Carlos Cardoza piloting this team for the third year. What a job he has done, especially last year. Phenomenal season, a franchise record in winning percentage. He's managed just about everywhere. Puerto Rico, down in the AFL in the Arizona Fall League. Championship 2 years ago. Trey Schupak starts Miguel Palma with a strike. The fastball. Carlos does such a good job kind of every year finding a different thing to help boost morale. And it really just depends on what it is with how the clubhouse feels. If it's a veteran group, it'll be one thing. If it's a more young group, it'll be another. But with different ways that you can incorporate a player of the game or different things that you can do to kind of reward guys. As Schupak gets a swing and a miss, three pitches he dispatches of Palma. Nasty breaking ball away. Schupak hasn't needed the defensive alignment behind him much today. Four batters faced, three strikeouts. Rodriguez getting his first start at shortstop, and Josh Young playing over at third after DHing yesterday. Ryan Wroblewski takes away. Already three strikeouts for Schupak. Last year for Cardoza, it was a almost like wrestler's belt that the guys would take a picture with for their player of the game. Nasty breaking ball. Still trying to figure out what this year is going to be, but the guys always love playing for Cardoza. On the ground to third and foul. Young showing off the range either way. Young was a shortstop his final year at Texas Tech, really out of necessity, but it was always going to be a third base trajectory for him. Into center. That sinks in for a hit. Wroblewski, after homering in game one of this series, back in the lineup and picks up a single. Luis Encarnacion stands in now for the first time this year. Josh Young always sets goals for himself every year, whether it be, you know, offensive or defensive or all-star game or silver slugger, that kind of thing. And his first year, he had a positive defensive run saved as one of his goals to have defensively. He knows that he can swing it, but defense is always really important for him. He's been underrated at third base. He's not necessarily the fastest, doesn't have the quickest first step, but very good internal clock. Good third baseman. In the air, Colley battling the wind. And a quick back pedal at the end. He's able to vacuum home.
And when Young goes back up to the big league club, that's going to bring back a lot more consistency at that hot corner. It's kind of the third baseman by committee. Ezequiel Duran has gotten some run there. You go back to last Sunday when Josh Young was put on the injured list. Jonathan Ornelas, former Rough Rider himself, got the chance to get the call up. Actually, he was in Tacoma at the time with the AAA Round Rock Express. But when Young comes back, you just have another guy out there that can give you that ability to play almost every single day. Now the key is getting him back to full strength and full health. This is a fantastic gauge, Zach, on where Young is at by seeing him out at third today.
Josh Smith playing third today for the Rangers in their game. He's 3-for-4 today. Doesn't matter where he plays, he's going to be able to hit. Silver Slugger last year, the utility position in the American League. 2-0 now on Johnson. 2-for-9 with a couple walks to start his season. And the Rangers just walked it off. They just swept the Tampa Bay Rays. Jonah Heim with a walk-off single, scoring Josh Smith. This Rangers team just red hot to begin the year. Schupak with a changeup there for a strike.
I thought you were going to say Josh Smith, like right on cue.
Yeah. He did score the winning run, so that works.
You get the point.
Two and two now on Johnson. Well, the Rangers with that are now 8-2 on the season. A sweep of the Tampa Bay Rays and the best team in the American League. They'll head to Chicago for a cold one. Not a beer, but a cold baseball game against the Cubs. Into right center field, testing Osuna's range. And he tracks it down. A single, but that's it in the second inning for the Hooks. Trey Schupak with a couple scoreless through the first two frames of the day. Bottom two next. Still no score on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
The shift is about to get real. Of course, we're talking about Rhythm Energy's Power Shift Plan, which offers you out-of-the-park savings on your electricity bill. Our ACs are about to get put to work, so make the switch to Rhythm Energy's Power Shift Plan today and start saving. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA. Attention Rough Riders fans. Life throws fastballs, and when it does, you want the Crowder Law Firm batting for you. Darlena Crowder has secured over 350 not guilty verdicts in Texas. Now that's what we call a winning streak. Remember, with the Crowder Law Firm, it's more than just defense. It's a home run of resources with unlimited investigation services and no additional charges to you. So don't let a legal curveball catch you off guard. Team up with the champions of defense. Call 214-544-0061 and get Darlena Crowder and her team on your side today. The Crowder Law Firm, your heavy hitters in the courtroom.
So I'm Winston Santos, y estás escuchando a Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Baylor Scott & White Health is ranked among the best hospitals in the nation. From cardiology to gastroenterology, they're here to serve you. Make an appointment today by going to bswhealth.com. Cam Colley ahead 1-0 against Jose Flaherty to start things off in the second inning. Rough Riders in Hooks, game three and finale of this three-game series. Colley into deep left center. Robleski tracking back into a backpedal. One away.
Robleski was already playing into the gap. Colley's been going middle to opposite so far in this series. And he's a small frame, but don't let that stature fool you because he flipped the career-high 15 home runs last year. Now, the average was lower, but when you have the power, you have the glove, and you have his speed, that will do wonders for you.
Cooper Johnson now. Here's a look at that final score. Rangers walking it off on the Jonah Heim RBI single. Johnson takes the curveball for his strike, 1-1. This is the third time in his career Johnson is facing Flaherty. He struck out a couple times against him last year. Changeup skims inside. Foul territory. Encarnacion giving it a look. Onto the tarp. Coop homered in game one on Friday. A laser beam shot out to left center and just snuck over the wall. 14 long balls last year, a new career high. Strike three call. Change up top shelf. Second strikeout for Flaherty.
We've seen it be a pitch, Zach, that he can spot. And look at that tail. I mean, it just starts out, and you can see the reaction on Johnson's face. It's one of those pitches that he saw and he knew was a strike, but it's tough to swing at that one.
You're not expecting a changeup to be at the top of the zone either.
No, sir.
Two outs for Aaron Zavala. Zavala 1-for-3 against Flaherty last year at the triple. Into center. Cerny has it measured. And he puts it away to retire the side. 1-2-3 inning for Flaherty. And the Rough Riders and Hooks still scoreless. Top three next where Tyler Danberg takes over. We come back on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game and enjoy out on the HEB family lawn. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. See you at Bark in the Park this summer. Let's ride.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
We've reached the top of the third on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Pop up third base side. Josh Young is there. And Brian Labastida is retired. He just got a look at Ricky Rivera in his first year as Corpus Christi's manager. And just like Carlos Cardoza, they both have experience in the Carolina League. And they both have experience in winter ball. Rivera, as the youngest manager in the Puerto Rican Winter League this past offseason, was the manager of the year with San Juan. And Logan Cerny takes a ball outside from Trey Schupak, who Zach is dealing through eight batters faced. He's only allowed one hit. The rest have been retired. Chopper to Young. Two away.
It's been a lot of that. Not a lot of hard contact against him. The only hard contact was that Robleski single. A lot of swings and misses. I mean, this is what you get, right? A guy with pitchability that places it where he wants. He'll throw a million different pitches at you, and it's been impressive to watch so far.
He's also thrown first pitch strikes to all but two batters faced. He's faced nine. Back to the top of the lineup with Luis Castro, who floats it in a short right field. Abimelech Ortiz prances on the lawn and pulls it down. An efficient 1-2-3 inning. And Trey Schupak is rolling. We're on our way to the last of the third on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. No score on the MILB TV free game of the day.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact-resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Don't miss big savings on new Chevy Silverados. It's time to go big. Classic Chevrolet, back-to-back number one Chevy dealer in the world. We're going big with over 800 new trucks priced for immediate sale. Big selection, big savings. Now is the best time to upgrade for less. Get top dollar for your trade to save even more. Go big. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com now. Together, let's drive. Based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. Tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Kaber Rodriguez, Tucker Mitchell, and Alejandro Osuna, the number eight prospect in the Rangers organization, due up to face Jose Flaherty, who misses upstairs to Rodriguez. Osuna is one of nine top 30 Rangers prospects in Frisco. We'll talk about him in a moment. Kaber Rodriguez, who's at short today, is ahead of the count. Rodriguez in his 137th game as a Frisco Rough Rider. He got the opening day start at third. We were talking, Zach, about Josh Young and how he started out as a third baseman, moved to shortstop at some point at Texas Tech later in his Red Raider career. Rodriguez, another guy who can play that left side of the infield. Well out in front of the change at 76.
That changeup's been good today from Flaherty. Now, Rodriguez, such a good defender, no matter where he is on the diamond. He'll play the three infield spots to the left of first base. And one of those guys that's extremely valuable because of his defensive versatility.
Franier Chavez, who's got the day off today, another one of those guys. Leody's ready. The break even.
And there's such a change of pace on that changeup. It's almost a Bugs Bunny changeup where his fastball will be in the low 90s. Changeup will be in the upper 70s. It just kind of floats in there, and guys have been really out in front on it, as you saw in that last swing from Rodriguez.
The La Vega Dominican Republic native is ready. Rodriguez takes outside ball four on the slider at 87.
It is Bark in the Park Day.
It's Bark in the Park Day here at Riders Field. There's a beautiful dog. Is that a Pomeranian?
Sure.
There's a dachshund. Those
a
are your favorites.
We
you
got
love
that. Yeah, some more dachshunds. Oh.
This is fantastic.
Keep them coming. This is great.
Nothing rough about this afternoon. Tucker Mitchell in his first start of 2025 climbs in and is up 1-0. Mitchell came in as a pinch hitter yesterday and was retired late in the game. He replaced Josh Young at the DH spot. Chases the upstairs fastball at 89. Mitchell started his college career at Florida Atlantic, finished the State College of Florida, Manatee, Sarasota. Rodriguez goes. It's a check swing tapper up the third baseline, and Mitchell has an infield single. Oops. That works. Well, you're struggling to hit the changeup. A little check swing, excuse me. And the third baseman Castro was playing back, not thinking that Mitchell would bunt, and he didn't, but it worked out anyway.
Smiles exchanged all around, and the Rough Riders have runners on first and second for Alejandro Osuna, who's 1-for-9 to start the campaign.
What a huge, excuse me, hit to get ahead of this guy.
Exactly what you want the nine man to do. Cleody is the 18th ranked Astros prospect by MLB Pipeline, a Carolina League All-Star in 2023. He pitched for the Surprise Saguaros this past offseason. Alejandro Osuna, his Fall League teammate. Alejandro Osuna's brother, Roberto Osuna Jr., was an all-star closer and pitched for the Houston Astros. Sprayed foul. You look at what Osuna did last year, Zach. He was a Texas League all-star. He was not promoted to Frisco until June 28th. In the air to left. Robleski charges in. And there's one away. So another prime spot to drive in runs for Josh Young, who played at a pair with an RBI two-run single in last night's 5-2 victory. Frisco's first win of the year. Leody's first toss. Young shoots it into right center field. Barber over, and he makes the grab. Rodriguez has to return to second. It was barreled up at 98 off the bat of Young, but it's put away for out number two. Well, here are the Rangers' top 30 prospects that are currently at Riders Field. Obviously, Sebastian Walcott, the man at the plate right now, is the headliner, but a lot of guys from top to bottom, including a handful of pitchers.
So much talent on this team. Kind of cool to see former number one prospect Josh Young hand the baton off to Walcott, the current number one prospect. Those two chatting before today's game in the clubhouse. Their lockers are next to each other in the Riders clubhouse.
Sebastian Walcott just keeps getting great locker room mates.
Yeah, no kidding.
Marcus Semien in spring training. Those two had a great dynamic. It's a great story done in the Dallas Morning News. Great sports staff. Evan Grant, Sean McFarland, and they wrote about Sebastian Walcott and his dynamic with Marcus Semien, how he's learned from them. Those two have friendly competition. Who can get to the complex earlier? Walcott getting here at 5 a.m. Waves and misses and a big bender. Walcott's top three hardest hit balls so far this season at the AA level, 111 miles per hour, 109, 108. Came in batting 375 entering this game. Cleody's 1-2. Popped up on the infield. Who's got it? It's the first baseman Encarnacion who ends the inning. The Riders put two aboard but can't get him across. The red-hot Trey Schupop coming out on the other side here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. No score here in Frisco.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White, the Heart Hospital Plano, is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
Antone's Famous Po' Boys are handmade daily right here in Texas. With recipes that haven't changed since 1962, it's no wonder generations of Texans have enjoyed these iconic Po' Boys. Each Antone's Po' Boy is wrapped in white butcher paper and made with the highest quality meats, cheeses, chow chow relish, and pickles, all on their fresh French bread. Mustang fans can grab them on SMU's campus or at the stadium. University of Dallas fans can also find it on campus. Pick up your Po' Boy at your local HEB, Kroger, Market Street for Tom Thumb. Antone's is a proud sponsor of Rough Riders Baseball.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Cam Cawley, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Rhythm Energy is offering affordable rates and top-notch customer service. Rhythm puts all its energy into serving you. Switch and save in minutes by going to gotrhythm.com. And there's a look at Chief Morale Officer Brooks, now nationally recognized. Cullen Barber flies it into left center. Alejandro Osuna squares up and pulls it in. You know who else has got rhythm? Trey Schupak. Just 5 pitches to get his last 4 outs.
Yeah, 4 pitch inning in the third, and then a 1 pitch fly out to center there on that first pitch of this one, and it's been impressive. He has 65 pitches to work with, only 35 pitches so far, with 1 out in the 4th inning. That's pretty good.
And 25 of them strikes. He dials in a curveball for another first pitch strike. Pereira's 0-for-1 with a bounce out to short. If you're just tuning in and did not get to hear the Cacique pregame show, Trey Schupak, our guest, said his entire family on his dad's side was involved with baseball. His dad played at Pan American College. Uncle Joni was an All-American at the University of Houston, where Schupak was committed. Fastball away at 92. And then on his mom's side, everybody was involved in rodeo. Grandparents, aunts and uncles had a ranch. That's where he grew up when he was young. He rode a miniature horse named Taco. In his 115th start, the workhorse delivers a ball that's battered into center. Osuna slides and knocks it down, but not before Ferreira strolls in with a one-out single.
This date in baseball history.
Well, on this day in baseball history, on April 6th, 2011, Texas Rangers right-hander Yu Darvish becomes the quickest pitcher to reach 500 strikeouts. He did it in just 401 and two-thirds innings. Now, this is not our trivia question, presented by Colin Collins. We'll get to that in a little bit, but quick teaser for you, Zach. Can you name the pitcher that had previously been the fastest to 500 strikeouts?
Was it Nolan Ryan?
It is not.
Okay.
But that's a good guess.
Was it Randy Johnson?
No, but in terms of time period, you're getting warmer.
Pedro Martinez?
No. But I'm going to give you this insert name here call. The 2-0 to Palma. Waves and misses on a slider at 85. Here's what this broadcaster said. Insert name here, plays long ball. Game 7 of a winner-take-all series.
2-1 is rocketed to left center by Palma, right at Aaron Zavala, and there's two gone.
I don't know. It's not ringing a bell.
20 strikeouts.
Oh, Kerry Wood?
Bingo.
Okay. That's right. Yeah, you homered in Game 7 of 2003. Is that right? Yeah.
You're good. Excited for our trivia question coming up later on in the broadcast. This is the MILB TV free game of the day. He's Zach Bigley. I'm Tyler Danberg. Ryan Wroblewski at the plate. He's in left field today. Opening day starter at first. He's a rostered catcher. Yanked down the left field line and into the inactive Riders bullpen. We were talking about it Friday night, partner. The Hooks have four rostered catchers, and there have been times where three of them have been in the lineup. Runner goes, pitches outside, throw down to second, on the money from Cooper Johnson. He nabs his second would-be base runner of the campaign, and Trey Schupak is through four innings of shutout, one-hit ball. We'll step aside here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. Still scoreless here in Frisco.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact-resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Howdy, Rough Riders fans. Are plumbing problems throwing you a curveball? Knock it out of the park with Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, the exclusive plumbing partner of the Frisco Rough Rider. We share a commitment to patriotism and excellence. In fact, if there's any delay, it's you we pay. Step up to the plate and get our double deal. No trip charge plus $50 off any plumbing repair. Don't strike out with Sumpar Service. Text Book It to 833-201-1776. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing will have your home running smoother than a well-executed double play.
This is Sebastian Walcott, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Break a sweat on Saturday, April 19th for Pickleball Night. The Rough Riders welcome the Amarillo Sod Poodles in the penultimate game of that six-game series. You can play pickleball in the next court fan zone in left field. Abimelech Ortiz, Cam Colley, and Cooper Johnson due up to face Jose Flaherty, who has surrendered two hits but no runs.
Get your pickleball night ticket offer special. Get a couple tickets and a couple pickleball paddle covers. We gave away the pickleball paddles last year on the as part of the ticket offer, so you can get a nice cover for your paddle. I like it.
So it's almost like a promotion 2 years in the making.
Exactly.
Ortiz drills it. Right center and deep. And it is juggled and caught. Colin Barber reels it in off the carom. And he robs extra bases from Ortiz.
Another ball that's very surprising it didn't get out. We'll take a look on the replay here. If it actually hit the fence, no, that's a catch all the way. Caught it in the palm. Flaherty is happy about it.
Colin Barber flashing the glove. And he just made the squeeze as well.
Now, if you're a B-Mike Ortiz, you're frustrated about that, obviously. But that's a very good piece early on. Probably his best swing and his hardest hit ball he's had so far this year. So, good signs of things to come. And if it's not a feels like of 34 degrees, that's probably a homer.
No doubt about it. Cam Culley down to the count, 1-2. He flew out in the second. And Abimelech Ortiz, you know it better than anybody. When he gets in a rhythm, he's tough to get out. A 321 hitter after Augie's first last year.
Yeah, he was fantastic at the end of the year.
Culley goes down whiffing. There's the off-speed from Flaherty.
Yeah, again, it's that changeup. It's been really good today. That's his bread and butter pitch. He's had starts where either he's on or he's walking the world, and today he's been on. That changeup especially, you can see how far in front Culley was on it. Just a nasty pitch.
Frisbee's in a breaking ball for strike one to Cooper Johnson. Johnson struck out in the second. Flaherty is fan three. Johnson swings and whacks it into the alleyway in left center and parachutes in for a hit. A two-out single for Cooper Johnson, and there's a rider on the base paths for Aaron Zavala.
It's a good swing, and his fourth at-bat against him. His previous three, he had three strikeouts, including two last year, but that time a hanging slider right at the top of the zone and got the barrel to it, taking advantage of a mistake pitch up at the top of the zone.
So Johnson's aboard. Aaron Zavala, hitless in his first four ABs of the year, swings with the first pitch and lifts it into left center field. Robleski under it, and the side is retired. Cooper Johnson gets a hit, but that is all. And Jose Flaherty, through 57 pitches, has tossed four innings of shutout baseball. Still scoreless. Here at Riders Field, you're watching the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Don't miss big savings on new Chevy Silverados. It's time to go big. Classic Chevrolet, back-to-back number one Chevy dealer in the world. We're going big with over 800 new trucks priced for immediate sale. Big selection, big savings. Now is the best time to upgrade for less. Get top dollar for your trade to save even more. Go big. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com now. Together, let's drive. Based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
How does up to 20 hours a day of super cheap electricity sound? With Rhythm Energy's Power Shift Plan, they're all yours. Just do your best to shift big appliances away from peak hours and get rewarded with super cheap rates the rest of the day. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
Step up to the plate and take your career's next big swing with the McKinney Police Department. Looking for a job with high pay, exciting variety, and the stability you need? McKinney Police Department offers competitive salaries, up to $109,000 per year, plus great benefits and a career that's anything but boring. Ready to knock it out of the park? Get started today at McKinneyPolice.org. /apply.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Trey Schupak has been fantastic to start things off. He faces Ryan Robleski, here in the fifth inning. 0-0 our score in this series finale. Robleski out in left field defensively today, but normally a catcher. He's singled back in the second against Schupak. One of just two hits he's allowed so far. Falls behind him 1-0. Robleski, normally a catcher, was with the Hooks last year. And he had one of the most interesting days of his career last season with these Hooks. catching major leaguers is always, I'm sure, a goal of a lot of catchers, and he got to catch one of the best ever, Justin Verlander, on his rehab stint last year. It wasn't Justin Verlander's rehab start that he had here in Frisco. It was instead in Northwest Arkansas, and Robleski had a couple extra base hits in that game on top of catching Justin Verlander in his rehab. I mean, that's one of the best days you could possibly have, and it looked like it was going to be one of the better days of his career. But later in that game, after Verlander exited, he ended up breaking his wrist in that same game. So you talk about the highest of highs and then just sinking down to the lowest of lows. And he talked about how he'll remember that day for the rest of his life for both of those wide-ranging emotions. Full count to him here. And now he's back this year and trying to have a full season without injury. He goes down swinging. Šupak with another strikeout. His fourth.
Šupak wasting no time from what he did last year in the Cubs organization. And he's just been so efficient with his pitch mix as well. His first start allows him to be experimental, and he's doing just that.
On the ground is short. Rodriguez to the backhand. Two away. Boy, has he been efficient. Time now for our Avondale Dealerships Road to the Show spotlight. Luke Jackson, the former Rough Rider who was here most recently back in 2014. What a phenomenal job he's done in the back end. Five consecutive scoreless outings, five saves, leads the big leagues. And if you look at his numbers overall, they don't look very good on the ERA side because he gave up that three-run home run on opening day to Wheeler Abreu, of the Red Sox, who, by the way, is a former Corpus Christi Hook. But those are the only three runs he's given up. He's been great in the back end. Ryan Johnson ahead 2-0. Road to the Show spotlight brought to you by our friends at Avondale Dealerships. Šupak just 57 pitches as he throws here in the fifth. He's looking to have about 65 today with this being his first start, so he might be done after this inning. And this could get it done right here. Osuna back a couple steps. He's got it measured. And it's five strong innings for the veteran, Trey Šupak, in his 115th career start in the minor leagues. His first in a Riders uniform, five scoreless. Bottom five coming up on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit CaciqueFoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
We're back for the bottom of the fifth on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
InTouch Credit Union offers accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning and more. Interested? Visit itcu.org. That is one brave soul to be out there in the lazy river in a 45-degree day with wind chills in the low 30s. Are you kidding me?
polar plunge.
No kidding. Hey, if he's comfortable out there in the heated Lazy River, then that's fine. Getting out would be the problem. I don't think being in the Lazy River is the problem. When that guy gets out, that is going to be a reality check like no other. 1-2 on Rodriguez.
This is our McCovey Cove.
Yeah.
Instead of the kayaks, we've got the tubers and a quarter zip in the river.
Rodriguez out to deep left. Robleski at the warning track, and he makes the catch. Just missed it. One away. And it feels like San Francisco with how cold it is today. Now Rodriguez got the hanging breaking ball in the middle of the plate and just missed getting it out of the ballpark.
And also, too, another similarity between San Francisco and Frisco on Sunday, April the 6th. The swirling winds. There's no defined direction. And that makes it tough on the outfielders.
And we've seen it wreak havoc on defenders throughout this series. Mitchell takes outside. He's ahead 2-0. And excuse me, check swing base hit his last time up in the third. His first hit of the season and his second at bat. He pinch hit yesterday. Talking about another rarity, you have both starting pitchers working into the fifth inning in the third game of the season. You don't see that very often. Flaherty and Shupak going toe-to-toe in this pitcher's duel. Talk about how efficient that Shupak has been. Flaherty has been good as well. 65 pitches with one out in the fifth. And there is some action out in the Corpus Christi bullpen with Alejandro Torres loosening. Action with Magdaleno loosening in the Rough Riders bullpen as well. Mitchell into foul ground. Encarnacion, he makes the grab and smashes up against the tarp. Nice play by Encarnacion, and there are two down.
Flaherty jams Mitchell, does a job. And how about the leather here from Encarnacion, able to spear it? And it's tough, too, because you're not necessarily keeping your eye on the tarp, but you know it's going to get you at some point. A lot of concentration.
Came up short on one earlier. Do you think they talked to him about in the bench?
Well, he came up short on one earlier, too, on the first base side a couple innings ago. Second time the charm.
Yeah, you learn a little something from that first time. Well, the Riders have had two balls today that have just come up short of home runs. Kaber earlier in this inning and Abimelech Ortiz into right center in the fourth. So they've hit Flaherty pretty well, even though they haven't scored any runs against him. They've stranded four on the base pass today. Nasty change away, and Flaherty strikes out Osuna. They're talking back and forth with each other a little bit. And we get a look at Brian Magdaleno. He'll be coming out of the bullpen to make his season debut. Still scoreless into the bottom of the sixth, or excuse me, top of the sixth next on the H&B Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro League's team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. For tickets and more information on the Dallas Black Giants, head online at ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Play ball.
Is your business ready to stand out in a crowded market? At Fast Signs of Frisco, they empowered your brand with custom signage solutions that captivate and engage. From eye-catching banners to dynamic displays, their team of experts tailor every project to meet your unique needs. With over 70 years of combined experience, Fast Signs of Frisco delivers the quality and innovation you expect. Transform your business today with Fast Signs of Frisco, where your visual communications dreams become a reality. Visit them online or stop by their center at 9411 Preston Road, next to Hutchins Barbecue. Fast Signs of Frisco, the premier sign solution for Frisco and all of North Dallas.
It's game time, Rough Riders fans. And just like baseball, some traditions only get better with time.
That's why SoChill tortilla chips bring you the crunch of centuries-old recipes, made light, crisp, and irresistibly good. Founded from family traditions passed down for generations, SoChill chips are crafted to be so thin, so crisp, so good. So, whether you're at Riders Field or watching from home, grab a bag of SoChill chips and taste tradition in every bite.
Sing!
SoChill, proud sponsor of your Frisco Rough Riders.
Live action continues in the top of sixth inning here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Trey Schupak is out of the game as we go to the top of the sixth inning. He was fantastic in his first introduction to this new uniform and new city. Four strikeouts, and he gives way to Brian Magdaleno for his first appearance in a Riders uniform this year. He misses to Brian Labastida. It's 1-0. So the final line for Trey Schupak in his first start this season, five shutout innings, allowing just two hits. Those are the only two base runners against him, and he struck out four. Great stuff from Schupak, Tyler.
He was economical. 47 of 70 pitches for strikes. First pitch strikes to all but four batters.
Two and one now. Magdaleno was phenomenal last year. He ended up being the reliever of the year in the minor leagues for the Rangers. He made it from low A all the way up to double A at the end of the season. He allowed just one homer all season last year. Went through a crazy stretch of 19 consecutive innings without allowing a hit. 3-1. The biggest thing for him is just throwing strikes. Was a little bit of a problem in spring this year. And the more he can control the strike zone and not rely as much on swing and miss outside the zone, the better he's going to be. Catches the bottom of the zone there. It's pretty incredible to think about a guy getting even better when he was the reliever of the year in the organization last year and had a 1.27 ERA, and you're talking that he can get better. It's incredible how good he actually can be, the 24-year-old. Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Payoff to Labastida. Stays alive.
It's because of that arm slot, too, for Magdaleno. It's almost throwback-like, kind of like slinging a rock. I mean, he just reaches back and unfurls, and he's got a lot of zip, too, mid-90s on the heat, and a lot of natural movement.
He walked him. Labastida draws the free pass in this sixth inning. Last year, with Down East, a 1.76 ERA, didn't allow a run in eight innings of work in high A, then didn't allow a run in four innings here in double A. Unfortunately, did allow a couple runs in the playoffs, but he was just fantastic all the way through. The one blemish is that command, 21 walks in 42 innings. Cerny fouls it back. Logan Cerny, who's 2-for-9 to start the season with a homer. Magdaleno, another very intriguing player in this bullpen that is so deep with guys who can pitch in any part of the ballgame. Slider just missing there off the outside edge. Checked his swing.
One thing that was really intriguing, Zach, about Magdaleno, although it was ball four to Labastida, that pitch came in at 96, and it almost broke to his glove side.
On the ground to first base, and Mitchell makes the play. Made the smart play, just get the one out.
Magdaleno has that four-seam, the two-seam, and the slider. The slider's not coming in at 96. Showing off a little bit of cut to it there. But then he comes back and he induces a potential double play ball. Mitchell made the right play just to hold off. Would have been a tag play at second. And a tough window to squeeze it into.
Let the top of the order do up. Jesus Valdez, or excuse me, Julio Valdez, pitching coach, going out and having a chat. Making sure that everything is good. Tucker Mitchell made the play on the ground ball, and a pretty routine play, but he's a primary catcher, not a guy who is too terribly well-versed over there at first base. Talking to him before the game today, he said, "I feel good at first, but there was a pause before that." He said, "I've been working really hard on it the last couple days, so preparing for this, knowing that it would be a possibility, and with Abimelech Ortiz getting more work in the outfield, Rough Riders don't really have a true first baseman. Josh Hatcher, Abimelech Ortiz can play first, but they've been getting a lot of work in the outfield. So you have, out of the first three games, three different first basemen, with Franer Chavez starting at first in Game 1, Abimelech Ortiz yesterday, and then Mitchell, as you see there, here in Game 3. It's going to be a position to watch in the early season.
Today's a game where Carlos Cardoza's put some of his guys into different positions, secondary positions, and it's a great way for them to get comfortable in the uncomfortable.
Spiked all the way back to the backstop right after the mound visit, and a wild pitch moves the go-ahead run 90 feet away. Lavacita down to third. Luis Castro at the top of the order, 0 for 2 today, a strikeout and a flyout against Schupak. Still scoreless in the top of the sixth inning. Infield draws in. He falls behind Castro 2-0. Josh Young still out there defensively. He'll lead off the bottom of the sixth inning in his rehab assignment. Fastball to get back into it. The infield in, Young playing just a little bit back at third. Tried the back door and missed. More action out of the Rough Riders bullpen as well. Gavin Collier is getting loose. Lost him. Magdaleno walks two of the first three he sees in this sixth inning. Colin Barber due up, who's had a darn good series so far. He's 3-for-12, but a double and a homer as part of those three hits, as there's a look at Gavin Collier. Danger zone here for Magdaleno, even though it's left-left. And time called.
Castro was having problems with his oven mitt, trying to get the handguard on.
His fingers are probably cold.
He brought the first base umpire, Drew Buffelli, over.
Now Carlos Cardoza and home plate umpire Kaz Cousins are chatting. Wants to make sure they're on the same page on the stoppage of play. And I think what he's asking is, does that count as a disengagement? And I think he's saying no, it does not. So Magdaleno still has two disengagements with this batter before the ultimate third one, where he has to get an out or it's a bomb. Nasty slider to get ahead 0-1. Magdaleno was very good against lefties last year. That arm slot that you mentioned, Tyler, is so tough for left-handed batters to see the ball out of his hands. Lefties just hit 159 against him a season ago. On a strike. Just low.
That's a good miss. for Magdaleno right there. Bottom of the zone. Almost grazed the bottom rail.
For a guy who's been struggling with his command today, you'd like to see that call. And now he's behind 3-1.
He really hasn't been able to spot that slider. The strikes he's been throwing with that secondary pitch, they've been swings and misses. That's what that slider is intended to do. But now it's tough to use that working from behind.
Third walk of the inning for Magdaleno, and the bases are loaded. One down, sacks full for Pascanel Ferreras, who already has a single today and is 5-for-9 to start the season. He's been a menace in this series. And that's it for Magdaleno. Carlos Cardoza out of the dugout. And it's time for another pitching change. A call to the bullpen brought to you by Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. Gavin Collier, the new arm out of the Rough Riders bullpen. We'll introduce you to him when we return. We'll be right back on the HGB Riders Baseball Network.
High atop left field, the Peak Porch offers the seclusion for your next special event while still being fixed in prime home run territory.
That one's drilled in the air onto left center field. Goodbye!
Take in the best baseball experience in North Texas with the Peak Porch. Check for availability at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
It's pickleball night at Riders Field on April 19th, so make sure to grab your tickets as the Rough Riders host the Amarillo Sod Poodles for a 7:05 first pitch. Join us for pickleball themes and play on our court at the next court fan zone in left field. Be sure to take advantage of our great ticket special, including two tickets and two Rough Riders branded pickleball paddles for just $29. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro Leagues team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. For tickets and more information on the Dallas Black Giants, head online at ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Play ball!
This is Ryan Lovis, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Call to the bullpen, brought to you by our friends at Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. Gavin Collier makes his season debut for the Rough Riders. 23-year-old, 6'1", 165, out of Lawrenceville, Georgia. Former 12th round draft pick in 2019 by the Rangers. Inherits a sticky situation. Bases loaded, one out, and the three-hitter Pascanel Ferreras due up. First pitch slider in there for a strike. Fastball, cutter, and slider. In fact, that might have been the cutter on the first pitch there from Collier. He was clocked as high as 100 miles an hour during spring training this year with that heater. Nasty slider, and he's ahead 0-2. There have been a lot of people around the Rangers organization that are extremely excited for Collier this year. 40 appearances in high A last year, a 3.24 ERA. Only one appearance in double A. He allowed three runs in that outing, but doesn't nearly tell you what you're going to see this year. 1-2 on Ferreras. Would love a ground ball. Still 1-2. Collier in 51 innings last year, 79 strikeouts. He could use one of those right here, too. Got him. Fastball elevated, 96 on the gun, big out.
His previous four pitches led him to the high cheese. They were all fastballs, cutters, or sliders down and away to Ferreras. And then he decided it was go time. He got after it, got high, got the K.
Excellent sequence by he and Cooper Johnson behind the plate. Now Miguel Palma starts him off with a fastball for a strike. Palma 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a line out to left that he hit well. Nothing score. Collier inherited the bases loaded from Magdaleno and trying to keep him right there. Collier was a draft pick out of high school and was committed to Clemson before turning pro. And he's ahead 1-2. Originally a starter when he first came up. Was the youngest starter in the Down East rotation in 2021 and then transitioned really full-time to the bullpen last year, but started that transition 2 years ago in 2023. Popped up, and that leaks out of play. It's been a pitching-dominated game. Can Collier keep that going and send it to the Riders' offense in the bottom of the sixth to try and get on the board? In the air, out to left center. Zavala giving ground, converging with Osuna. It's Osuna to put it away, and Collier escapes trouble. What a job by Gavin Collier out of the pen. Bottom six coming up, still scoreless on the HGB Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
With Rhythm Energy's Power Shift plan, you get up to 20 hours a day when electricity prices are insanely cheap. We're talking in the ballpark of a nickel per kilowatt hour. That's bonkers. Don't overpay for your electricity this summer and start saving with Rhythm Energy today. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
This is Cole Drake, and you're listening to the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Coming up in a couple Fridays from now, Dallas Wings Night. Make sure you get your ticket special for a co-branded swag offer with the Dallas Wings and the Rough Riders. Post-game fireworks as well. Get your tickets at ridersbaseball.com. Josh Young starts it in the bottom of the sixth inning. No score. He's 1-for-2 today in his rehab stint. Second and most likely final day rehabbing here with the Rough Riders before hopefully getting back up to the big leagues. Put on the injured list with neck spasms a couple weeks ago. The new arm throwing to him is Trey Dombrowski, who takes over for Jose Flaherty. Flaherty was fantastic in his start. 5 shutout innings. Young flicks it out of play. 4 strikeouts. He allowed 3 hits and walked 1 in his start. And he gives way to Dombrowski, who pitched in 7 games last year at the AA level for Corpus Christi. 5 of them starts. He struggled. A 6-4-1 ERA. did not see the Rough Riders last year. This is a piggyback, so Dabrowski will have long relief. Time call as the ball got loose out of the berm in left center. Ryan Robleski has to go track it down. The Astros like to do piggybacks a lot. Have long relief for guys where they can essentially make it so they have more than one guy pitching as a quote-unquote starter in a day, so you can have more than a six-man rotation in a six-man series. Young fouls it back. Sometimes they'll even have games where the starter goes five innings and then they'll have someone come out of the bullpen and throw the last four. That helps manage innings a little bit for starting pitchers as they'll flip those two guys. One starts, one piggybacks, and the next week they flip. Young holds up. It's full on him at 3-2.
That's great for Corpus's bullpen if they had planned for a piggyback pitcher. The original starter goes five innings. You got a game on Tuesday. You're refreshed.
Young draws ball four. A couple trips aboard from him. We'll see if he stays out to run or if they're going to pitch run him. Sebastian Walcott looks to keep it going. Riders trying to find the scoreboard in the sixth inning. Nothing our score. It's something that the Astros have done for a long time with the piggybacking starters. They also do it so guys know how to get ready to pitch out of the bullpen as well. You know, you never know if you're a starter in the minor leagues, if you might get called on to go up to the major leagues and pitch out of the bullpen. Got to be able to do both.
Well, James Hicks did that last night. He pitched five innings. One-run baseball, did a really good job. And it's also one of those things for the greater good because you're doing the pitching staff a favor.
Makes it a little bit harder sometimes to work in the guys who only throw the one inning, but hey, whatever works. They've been doing it for so many years, they have it down by now. 3-1 to Walcott. 3-2. Or that was the 2-1, rather. It's now 2-2. Walcott down swinging. Dabrowski climbs the ladder. His first strikeout of the season. Maybe Malek Ortiz takes his turn now.
This is another guy with great stuff. Last year, between High A Asheville and Corpus, 112 punchies in 97 and two-thirds innings. He's a big strikeout pitcher. In fact, he had a 14.1% swinging strike percentage last year.
Popped up. Right side, foul ground. Encarnacion with plenty of room. Two outs. Now the biggest thing for him, even though he has a lot of swing and miss, he doesn't walk a lot of batters, he just gives up a lot of hits. Opponents at 292 against him last year.
And just under 300 at the double-A level. 5.9 ERA. But the stuff is there.
There's a lot to like about him this year. Colley ahead 1-0. Cam is 0-2 today with a flyout and a strikeout. Rough Riders' best scoring opportunity today came back in the third when Cabo Rodriguez and Tucker Mitchell reached back-to-back to open the inning. They just couldn't score. Today, the Riders 0-3 with runners in scoring position. Corpus 0-2 with both of those at-bats coming in the top of this inning with the bases loaded. Two and one. both teams have kind of cut through this cold weather in the first two games of the series. Both teams have homered at least once in each of the two games. I'm sure that Dachshund wants to see some homers. That Dachshund's all over the place up on that bird. Three and two now on Colley. Rough Riders have come close with a couple of long fly balls today that just came up short from leaving the ballpark. Colley has good power. In the air, down the right field line, out of play, and Young has to go back to first. Come on, we need some balls out there on the berm. They'll go crazy.
They're barking for something. A souvenir.
On the ground out to short. Ferreira's the long throw, and it gets by. Young down to third. Colley hot-footing it up to second. And the throw goes into home to keep Young at third. A throwing error on Pascanel Ferreras. And the Riders are cooking here with two in scoring position for Cooper Johnson, who singled his last time up. A throw just wide and low. Encarnacion might have just been, or it would have been better maybe, to just come off the bag and keep that in front.
I think Colley was going to beat that out regardless. You can see on that replay of our incredible team that Colley had his hands out signaling safe. Right about the time that the ball was in transit towards Encarnacion.
Curveball misses. Coop tagged a single into left center. Back in the fourth. He struck out in the second. 2-for-5 start to his 2025 campaign. That's kind of fitting. Big rip.
Rough Riders had four runs knocked in last night with two outs. Score five runs altogether. Something worth noting here.
All four of those runs coming in the second inning. Today, the only game all season the Riders haven't scored in the second inning. It's only been three games, but crazy. Change up below the zone. 3-1, favorable count here for Johnson. This good Sunday crowd trying to get behind him. Change up is low and the bases are loaded. Aaron Zavala to the plate. Time called. There will be a mound visit from Alex Harder, the pitching coach. There is some action in the bullpen. Alejandro Torres is up and throwing. We saw him throwing yesterday as well and earlier today, and now up and throwing again. Tough lefty-lefty matchup here for Zavala.
Yeah, this is a big spot for Aaron Zavala. First chance for Z to get on the hit totals this year.
Funny enough, last year, Dombrowski had reverse splits. Lefties hit him better than righties. Lefties a 308 average against him. He only allowed three homers. At the double A level. Excuse me. He allowed a lot more, 10 of them.
He had problems keeping the ball down. 21 home runs allowed. That was tied for 18th most in minor league baseball.
Zavala wouldn't complain with a grand slam here. One and one. Talking to one of the Rough Riders hitting coaches, Tyler Wolf, before the game, and told a great story about Z on Friday. He said he got a fastball right in the middle of the plate, fouled it straight back. Usually that means the guy's right on it and is seeing the ball really well. Swing and a miss. What he said was, in years past, you might have seen a frustrated Zavala. But when Z came back to the dugout after getting out in that at-bat, he went right up to Wolfie and said, don't worry, in a couple weeks, I'll hammer that pitch. And it's a complete change in what Zavala was for the last couple of years. It's a positive mindset. He is ready to go for this season. And really excited to see what happens with him this year. In the air to left and shallow. Robleski trotting in. And that's the inning. So the Riders threatened but cannot score. Both teams load the bases and are still scoreless after six innings. Top seven next. Tyler back on the mic when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network, brought to you by HEB.
At USAA, we know the best way to serve our members is by building the best team. So we're looking for talented people like you to join us. From claims and finance to tech and beyond. But it's not just skill sets and impressive resumes we're looking for. It's the unique qualities that everyone at USAA shares and the passion to make a real difference for our members. Search USAAjobs.com and find out what we're made of.
USAA, Equal Opportunity Employer.
Attention Rough Riders fans. Life throws fastballs, and when it does, you want the Crowder Law Firm batting for you. Darlena Crowder has secured over 350 not guilty verdicts in Texas. Now that's what we call a winning streak. Remember, with the Crowder Law Firm, it's more than just defense. It's a home run of resources with unlimited investigation services and no additional charges to you. So don't let a legal curveball catch you off guard. Team up with the champions of defense. Call 214-544-0061 and get Darlena Crowder and her team on your side today. The Crowder Law Firm, your heavy hitters in the courtroom.
Power everyone's devices with Astound's ultra-reliable fast internet that delivers. Go to Astound.com for fiber-powered, award-winning internet starting at $20 a month. Why choose Astound? Get more of the speed you need for all your devices and do more of everything you love with a smooth internet connection. Plus, save more with Astound Mobile, offering a choice of plans that run on one of the largest and fastest 5G networks. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit Astound.com today. Restrictions apply. See Astound.com for details.
Time for the top of the seventh on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Tyler Danberg, Zach Bigley, producer Ken Jones, technical director Chris Moore back with you. No score here between Corpus Christi and Frisco. And in the sixth inning, both Corpus Christi and Frisco had the bases loaded, but both pitchers able to exit jams. How about the job by Gavin Collier? One out, bases juiced, and he was able to exit that inning scoreless. With a strikeout of Pascanol Ferreras and Miguel Palma.
Fantastic work. That slider and cutter are very good. Bottom movement. The slider almost looks like a sweeper with how much movement it has.
Cuts in for strike one to Ryan Robleski. You're right. It's almost like it's got some box-to-box movement to it. Gavin Collier was in the same draft class as Josh Young in 2019. On April 6th, 2025, they're sharing the same field. But now, Franmier Chavez replaces Young at third. Robleski swats to center, but right at Alejandro Osuna, and there's one away. Now, that draft class, Zach, had a lot of star power. for the Rangers. Josh Young was drafted. Gavin Collier was drafted later on. And that same year, the Rangers drafted current top Mets prospect Brandon Sproat in the seventh round. But he chose to pitch at Florida.
Oh.
That one hit home plate umpire Cass Cousins in the mask.
That was 97 right to the mask.
Here's the look.
Oh, goodness.
And the first base umpire, Drew Buffelli. Third base umpire, Chad Patterson, and athletic trainer Michael Thiel out to check on Cass Cousins, son of a legendary umpire in Darryl Cousins, longtime major league umpire. It's great to see. He's in good spirits. He's smiling. He's talking to Michael Thiel and his crewmates. But 97 right at the mask. And the scoreboard saying, we're here for you. We're here for you, Cass. It's great to see. He's okay. Got to see him in the Midwest League last year. He is a fantastic umpire, and he does a great job. A very lively attitude, and it's great to see him doing okay.
Yeah, that was tough. 97 right to the face.
And then a foul ball scrapes the mask of the catcher, Cooper Johnson.
You know, we'd love to see Michael Thiel, but it's good we haven't seen him at all this series. So that means that everyone's been staying healthy.
It certainly is.
Of Riders trainer.
First year, too, for him.
Yeah, Neil Ori, who was the Riders trainer last year, now in charge of the minor league system for the Rangers on the trainer's side, is also in the dugout. Great to see Neil.
We've talked about the coaching staff for the Rough Riders, but overall, it's a great support staff, too. Brett Platts, our returning strength and conditioning coach. Slider waved at and missed at 85. Gavin Collier racks up his second puncher.
That slider is just disgusting. I mean, the amount of spin that he's able to generate on that pitch and just tailing away from Encarnacion, no chance at that pitch.
For you stitch heads out there, a spin rate of 3170. Anything above 3000 is a pretty impeccable rate, especially on a pitch like the slider.
Now, the average slider in the big leagues is around 27 to 2800, and that exceeded that by a lot.
Ryan Johnson is fooled there, 96 on the gun. Also, to a shout-out to Angel Jimenez, the data analyst, and Vinny Colangelo, the home clubhouse manager, Joe Cable, visiting clubhouse manager for the Rough Riders. A lot of hard work goes in behind the scenes. Collier paints the outer edge. Johnson today, a pair of flyouts. Just his third at-bat. We're here in the seventh inning. Collier fires. It's crazy to think that Brandon Sproat could have added on to that 2019 draft class. He's the number one prospect in the Mets organization.
Rangers also took Davis Winzell later in that first round in 2019, who made his major league debut with the Rangers and then were the Reds organization. Josh Young and Davis Winzell were co-Big 12 Player of the Years that same year and were both drafted in the first round by the Rangers.
Laced left center. Osuna on the run, and it bunks off his ball cap. It's backed up by Zavala, and he holds Johnson to a long two-out single.
Well, great effort by Osuna. I don't know if he was ever really going to get to that ball. It was just not a ball that anybody is probably going to get to in center field. But even better play by Aaron Zavala, making sure he's backing him up and knowing that Osuna is the type of outfielder who usually lays out and slides for baseballs. So getting behind him, backing the play up, and getting that ball in to make sure it's just one base, not two.
So now Brian Lavastida to the plate. The first pitch he sees is flown into right center. Osuna calls off Ortiz, and the inning is over. Gavin Collier has retired 5 of 6 batters faced. And we'll set it down to the field as it's stretch time and time to honor our country with God Bless America on this Sunday evening.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2025. For 3 games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco, sponsored by Baylor Scott & White Health and Cacique. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on May 16th, August 3rd, and September 12th. For more information, go to ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Vamos Quesos!
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Alejandro Osuna, and you're listening to the Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Kaber Rodriguez bunts one foul, says home plate umpire Cass Cousins. Peak Roofing and Construction is the one-stop roofing company serving the DFW and Austin areas. They provide top residential roofing services for your home. Visit peakroofingandconstruction.com to learn more. So with the help of Tucker Mitchell, Rodriguez regathers. So it will be Rodriguez, Mitchell, and Osuna to lead things off at the bottom of the seventh. Still no score. starting pitching and then stranding runners in the bullpen have been the big differences in this ballgame. Zach, Jose Flaherty for Corpus Christi and Trey Schupak for Frisco got things started for five-inning starts this year in Double-A. Rodriguez slams at the left center, and it finds a home on the grass for a base knock. So Rodriguez collects his first hit of the campaign.
Oh, the catcher, Miguel Palma, wanted that pitch up out of the zone, and it just caught a little bit too much of the zone. Cabe were able, with two strikes, to pick up his first hit of the season, as you mentioned.
So he's on first. Tucker Mitchell at the plate. Trey Dombrowski, who got out of a bases-loaded jam in the sixth, comes home. Curveball misses. Flaherty and Schupak made it the first Double-A game this year where both pitchers went five-plus innings.
It's a rarity early on in this part of the season. You always have teams that are trying to build up their starters still and try to figure out how long guys can go still. Well, good to see in this kind of game. And makes sense that it's still scoreless.
No doubt. Flaherty went 70 pitches, 47 of them strikes. Schupak went 57 pitches, 38 of them strikes. If it's June or July, he's going a lot more. Tucker Mitchell is up at the count, 3-0. Corpus Christi makes the trek back to Whataburger Field. They host San Antonio off to a 2-0 start heading into the series finale today. And Tucker Mitchell draws a 4-pitch walk. The Rough Riders travel to take on the Northwest Arkansas Naturals and that red-hot offense that has scored 21 runs in the first two games, led by top prospect Jack Caglione, who had a shot yesterday that still hasn't landed yet.
465 feet on that homer. Goodness.
Out onto the street, right?
Yeah, out in Tulsa. One Oak Field. It was a bomb.
Oshunda pops up his bun, and it's caught by the third baseman, Castro. So there's one away. Could it move the runners? And Oshunda is 1-for-11 to start his campaign.
I'm almost surprised he didn't drop that intentionally. I guess there wasn't really anybody who could cover. There was shortstop Ferreras, who was breaking towards third. He could have thrown there and get the double play, but he'd get the sure out and catch it.
First time the Rough Riders have tried to sacrifice this year. And Franier Chavez swats one foul straight back. Chavez came in as a defensive replacement in the top of the seventh, replacing Josh Young, who will most likely finish his rehab assignment with a pair of base knocks. Two-run single yesterday in the 5-2 win. Chavez has hit safely in his first two games. 2-for-8 overall, a pair of stolen bags. Chance to give the Rough Riders their first run. He pops it up. Right side of the infield. Carrying towards the grass. And Johnson hauls it in. So Zach Dombrowski has gotten two big outs after allowing Rodriguez to single and Mitchell to draw a 4-pitch walk. And Sebastian Walcott trying to make it a fifth run scored by the Rough Riders with two outs in the last two games.
You know, what the Rough Riders were so good at last year was hitting situationally, and now that's 0 for 6 today with runners in scoring position. So trying to get a big hit here.
In the 7-5 loss on Friday night, they were 3 for 16. Improved a bit more on Saturday. Big hook in there for strike one. Sebastian Walcott, 0 for 3. He's got a pair of RBI doubles this year. The top Rangers prospect from Nassau, Bahamas. Has the count even. Last year, Walcott ripped 54 extra base hits at age 18. Since he's been in full-season minor league baseball, he's been the youngest guy in the league everywhere he's gone. And he cues it foul. But he certainly does not look the part.
As the young one, no. He looks the part of being here, that's for sure. Looking at him, talking to him, it's hard to believe he's 19 years old. Incredible talent. You mentioned it earlier, but it's the incredible thing is how hard he hits the baseball at his age. Exit velocities of 108, 109, and 111 in these first three games of the season. It's really incredible to see, and it's kind of arms and legs flying everywhere with how long he is, but it's really fun to watch.
The guys at Just Baseball, R.M. Layton, Jack McMullen, voice of the Miami Marlins on radio, they both do an incredible job. They were saying on their podcast that Walcott's highest exit velocity last year was 116. The 2-2, up and in. Rangers president of baseball operations, Chris Young, was saying at some point this spring training that in camp, Walcott had the hardest hit baseball in big league camp as a non-roster invitee.
At 19 years old.
He's got Mitchell on first. He drew a four-pitch walk. Caber Rodriguez on second. He had a leadoff single. Still scoreless. Dombrowski, the pitch. Breaking ball into right center field. A base hit. Rodriguez scores. Sebastian Walcott delivers.
And the exit velocity on that one, 107 miles an hour off the bat. What a pretty swing. A hanging curveball at the top of the zone. He gets on top of it and hits it hard on the ground. Such a flat swing. Looks so easy. And he knocks in the game's first run.
He is sensational. That might be understating things. Abimelech Ortiz waves and misses on a breaking ball across the zone. That is now the third RBI for Sebastian Walcott. He's plated a run in each of his first three games this year. Abimelech Ortiz is 0 for 3, but he just missed at least extra bases in the fourth. He pops it up on the third base side. The catcher, Palma, goes out to get it, and it's out of play. And Walcott, after he hit that single, he was fired up. Ortiz bangs it foul. He's the 14th ranked Rangers prospect by MLB Pipeline. led minor league baseball in slugging 2 years ago. Riders on the corners looking for insurance. There's the fastball from Dombrowski and Ortiz. You can tell he wanted to take a hack at it, but he did not. He holds off, and it's 1-2. Looking to plate Tucker Mitchell. Ground ball up the middle. Shortstop Ferreras to first in time. But Sebastian Wolcott, the top Rangers prospect, drives in his third run of the year. And the Riders are the first to strike, and it came in the bottom of the seventh. 1-0 Frisco in the series finale against Corpus Christi. This is the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
It's game time, Rough Riders fans. And just like baseball, some traditions only get better with time. That's why Sochiel tortilla chips bring you the crunch of centuries-old recipes, made light, crisp, and irresistibly good. Founded from family traditions passed down for generations, Sochiel chips are crafted to be so thin, so crisp, so good. So, whether you're at Riders Field or watching from home, grab a bag of Sochiel chips and taste tradition in every bite.
Sing!
Sochiel, proud sponsor of your Frisco Rough Riders.
Now for the top of the eighth from the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
1-0 Frisco on top of Corpus Christi. Rough Riders looking to win today and take the series victory overall. And they got one step closer. Sebastian Wolcott RBI single. Kids Sunday Funday presented by Raisin Cane's. New pitcher is Avery Weems, and as he starts to warm up, we got our Collin College trivia question.
All right, Tyler, on this date in 2005, Brad Wilkerson for the Nationals hit for the cycle at Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia. Citizens Bank Park has hosted six cycles, which is tied for the seventh most among ballparks in Major League history. Can you name the top six ballparks that have hosted the most cycles in Major League history?
Well, the first strategy is to go to some of the oldest ballparks or some of the more uniquely dimensioned ballparks.
I like your strategy.
So to start things off, I'm going to go Oakland Coliseum.
That is not correct.
Fenway and Yankee Stadium seem too chalk, but they're tight ballparks, bandboxes. Avery Weems to Logan Cerny. He misses low. All right, let's think here. Dodger Stadium.
Not Dodger Stadium.
How about Rogers Center?
Not Rogers Center.
3-0. And a four-pitch walk. Avery Weems in his first appearance this year, 27-year-old left-hander out of Flagstaff, Arizona, 6'2", 205. We're doing the Collin College trivia question here. Oh, boy. This is tough. Can they be, and they don't have to be active, right?
They are active or non-active, yes.
All right, Wrigley.
Wrigley Field is third with 10. 10 cycles hosted.
The old ballpark at Arlington.
That is correct. It is number 4 with 8.
Luis Castro Minuets. Out of a breaking pitch from Avery Weems.
Looking for the six ballparks that have hosted the most cycles in Major League history. Most players hitting for a cycle in that ballpark.
Castro, who's 0 for 2 with a walk. Top of the count, 2 and 1. This is a brain buster. I'm kind of speechless. Any clues, any hints, or is it tough?
The four you're missing are all active parts. There are two tied for number one. One is a very old park. The other is a park that is dimensionally favorable for cyclists.
Coors Field?
Coors Field is tied for one.
We're getting closer, so we have three, right?
You have three of the six, yep.
This is a great question. Man on first. It's 3-1 on Castro. The former Arizona Wildcat Weems tosses. Swing and a miss, and the count runs full. You have those days and moments where you get the easiest answers or questions and just nothing's coming to your head?
I don't think this is terribly easy.
Changeup swung on and missed. Avery Weems pulls the string and gets a strikeout. Perhaps there went on the slider there at 85. My apologies. Here's the first strikeout for Avery Weems. He throws to first. Runner goes to second. We got ourselves a pickle. Tucker Mitchell tracks down Logan Cerny. How about the wheels from the first baseman Mitchell? And the base is empty.
Oh, it was close. Cerny didn't think he was tagged.
Maybe graze the jersey. Bouncing ball to first. Mitchell spears it, and he retires the side. We're not done with our trivia question yet, because this one's going to bother some broadcasters up in the booth. It's 1-0 Rough Riders. Avery Weems threw a perfect frame in his return to the mound. You're watching the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, there's never been a better time to switch to Rhythm Energy's Power Shift plan and start saving immediately on your electricity bill. Nobody loves a low-scoring game, but everybody's a fan of low electricity bills. Shift power, save money, repeat. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact-resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Ewing Buick GMC is the official truck dealership of the Frisco Rough Riders and the number one Buick GMC dealership in North Texas. With an extensive selection of new and used vehicles and a long history of excellent customer service, Ewing makes it easy to find your next off-roading, tool hauling, kid carrying, hard working truck. Come by Ewing Buick GMC and experience why we're number one. Dallas North Tollway at Spring Creek Parkway or online at EwingBuickGMC.com.
Bottom of the eighth inning coming your way on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
New pitchers Alejandro Torres, former Miami Hurricane, as he faces Cam Culley for Frisco, trying to win the series. They are one inning away. Sebastian Walcott put the Rough Riders on the board first with an RBI single. In the bottom of the seventh, he's Zach Bigley. I'm Tyler Danberg. Welcome back into the HEB Riders Baseball Network. Torres signed as a non-drafted free agent in 2023 out of Miami. 6'1", 245, 23 years of age from Miami, Florida. College teammate of 7th-ranked Rangers prospect Alejandro Rosario. Colley sprays it into right center. It dunks in for a hit. A leadoff single for Cam Colley, his second base hit at the AA level.
Yeah, that one hit pretty hard. Fastball, middle in. Able to kind of inside out that one. Into right center at 105 miles an hour off the bat.
There's one on with nobody out. We were talking about Alejandro Rosario, who was the Rangers minor league pitcher of the year last year, the Nolan Ryan minor league pitcher of the year. He's out this season due to a season-ending injury. But that would have been a guy to make a big impact in the Frisco staff. Nonetheless, it's a great Frisco rotation and staff. And next week at Northwest Arkansas will be a great challenge to see for you, Zach, and for everybody to listen and see what that full series rotation might look like.
It's going to be exciting. It's going to be good to get back out on the road and have a full regular six-game series that's normal. All right, I feel like you're avoiding it, Tyler. We got to get back to trivia here. I know you're trying to change the subject.
Dodge, duck, dip, dive, dodge. Runner goes. Cooper Johnson fouls it off. All right. So for those who are just tuning in, the MLB free game of the day, we're trying to guess the top six ballparks for cycles.
You've gotten Coors Field, Wrigley, and Globe Life Park, the old ballpark. You got another?
How about Triples Alley, Comerica Park?
Not Comerica.
Polo Grounds?
No. All these ballparks now are active.
That's
the ones
right.
Remaining.
Busch Stadium?
Not Busch Stadium.
Progressive Field.
No. You mentioned one of these in saying, it's definitely not this. But you didn't actually guess it officially.
Fenway.
Fenway, yep. Fenway is tied for first with Coors Field with 18 cycles. You think he knows the answer? Not a thought going on in that brain.
He's thinking Great American Ballpark.
Boo.
That sucked. It's 3-2 on Cooper Johnson. 1-for-2, a single and a walk his last two trips to the dish. Torres unfurls. Pitches away. There's going to be a throw down to second. It doesn't matter. Johnson has reached base in his last three plate appearances. So we need one more, right, or two?
You need two more tied for fifth. Seven cycles apiece for both of these.
Camden Yards?
Camden Yards is one of them.
And now the all-important last one.
It's another old stadium. I believe the fourth oldest in the major leagues.
The K, Kauffman Stadium?
It's not Kauffman.
Angel Stadium.
Angel Stadium, yep.
All right.
Yeah,
the big A.
Yeah. So that list for our Collin College trivia question, Coors Field, Fenway Park, Wrigley, the old Globe Life, and Angel Stadium and Camden Yards at Oriole Park.
Shout out to our incredible team for putting up with our great trivia questions. That was a great one you crafted, Zach.
We'll have them all season. Excited to bring them to you.
It's going to be a fun year. It's 1-0 Rough Riders. Action intensifying in their bullpen, but boy, it would be nice for them to get some insurance as Daniel Misaki is warming up to make his Frisco debut. Colley travels. The pitch is a strike, and Colley steals third. The speedster nabs his third bag of the year.
got a great jump. And he's going to steal a lot of bags this year. Looking forward to watching him run all summer.
Three stolen bases since 2022. Aaron Zavala looking to add on to this Riders lead and get his first hit of the season. Torres is 0-2, and Zavala calls time. Our second rounder out of Oregon. Pac-12 Player of the Year of 2021. This could be a monumental boost to the start of Aaron Zavala's season. 1-2 on the way. Fly ball foul. That mindset shift that Zach was talking about, and he told you through what he said, talking to Tyler Wolf, one of Frisco's hitting coaches, it's been a shift for Aaron Zavala in the offseason. And he holds off. Down 0-2, Zach, and now he has fought back to even the count.
Another good plate appearance for him. How about that block by Miguel Palma, saving a run. Breaking ball buried in the dirt. Colley ultra-aggressive coming down the line, but Palma kept it in front. This is a good plate appearance for Zavala. Hopefully get a fly ball at least in the outfield. That's what you got to be thinking here. Just get the run home. He had a good at-bat a couple of days ago on an RBI ground out to get a run home in the opener. And now with the outfield playing deep, anything in the air should do. Infield about halfway.
Shortstop Ferreras ready to turn two. Lifted to center. Cerny comes in. Colley's ready. Cerny makes the grab. Colley comes home. The throw is late. It's a sacrifice fly for Aaron Zavala. And it's 2-0 Frisco in the bottom of the eighth.
And that is a great plate appearance for him. It helps with Colley having electric speed at third, because that was a shallow fly ball and good base running as well. You see Cooper Johnson tagged from first, went up to second on the throw. That is a big time plate appearance in a game that Riders need that insurance run to make it a little easier for Misaki, a save opportunity in the ninth.
Caber Rodriguez, leadoff single and run scored on the Sebastian Walcott RBI knock back in the seventh. Takes a ball. The problem hasn't been hitting with two outs and driving in runs with two outs. But it's now big that the Rough Riders are doing that and doing it with nobody gone or one away. Corpus Christi, 1-1, 7-5. Frisco, 1-2 last night, 5-2. They're up here by a pair. And threatening for more. Against a Northwest Arkansas team next week, they're going to face a squad that scored 35 runs in the first three games. They beat Tulsa 14-3. Torres is 1-2. Torres, to close the season last year with Corpus Christi,
was charged with just one unearned run over his final 15 appearances. Struck out 24 and walked just 5 in his last 17 and a third frames. He was money for the Hooks bullpen. He made 31 appearances, 2 on the year. He led Corpus Christi in games pitched. Rodriguez at short today. Wallops it to center field. Cerny dancing and making the catch. Well, a former Rough Rider was announced this morning. A call-up to the big leagues. Left-handed pitcher Grant Wolfram announced to the show for the Milwaukee Brewers. 3-year Rough Rider. Texas League champion in 2022. Second Rough Rider from the 2024 team to make his MLB debut. That does not count guys on rehab assignments. The other one, Kumar Rocker, who had himself a great start today. Tucker Mitchell gets hit by the pitch. So he's been aboard 3 times today. Oh, and by the way, he chased down Logan Cerny a half inning ago in a rundown as he was the potential tying run.
Well, you think he has a day off from behind the plate? He's playing first base. It'd be easier for him. Nope. He's had to run down a guy in a pickle, get hit by a pitch. He's a tough guy. You know, so happy for Grant. You mentioned Wolfram. He is just one of the best guys that you'll find. He lived in Frisco in the offseason a couple of years ago, would come in and work out and give kids lessons here at our facility at Riders Field in the offseason. Phenomenal human being. So happy for him. He's a new dad as well. Just very excited.
Alejandro Osuna bangs it to first. It's handled by Encarnacion. And he underhands to Torres, who covers. But the Rough Riders add on one more. Aaron Zavala works a 7-pitch at bat and plates a run on a sacrifice fly. Daniel Masaki comes in to make his Rough Riders debut. When we come back, Zach's got you the rest of the way. Time for the top of the night on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
At Hat Creek Burger Company, we're bringing back the family meal. No, not the fast food kind. The kind where our devices stay in our pockets and the conversation runs freely. We're the kind of place where those meals happen. Founded in a food truck in Austin in 2008, Hat Creek has always been about the community. Hat Creek has always been about community, good food, and good fun. With playgrounds for kids, drinks for parents, and something on the menu for everyone, come hungry and leave fulfilled. We're proud to be an official partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Visit HatCreekBurgers.com to find a location near you.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
It's another Benjamin Franklin Plumbing call to the bullpen in the top of the ninth inning, and that has meant a lot of good things in this first homestand for the Rough Riders. Frisco bullpen in this weekend series has featured a long relief outing from Ben Anderson, who will be a starter. If you take his appearances out, the Rough Riders' bullpen pitchers have combined to allow just one run over 11 innings of work so far in this series against Corpus Christi. And 13 consecutive scoreless innings overall going back to yesterday, coming into this top of the ninth. The new man making his Frisco Rough Riders debut right there, Daniel Misaki, the veteran, talking with Cooper Johnson before facing Pascanel Ferreras. 2-0 Frisco here in the top of the ninth inning. Rough Riders going for a series victory in this ninth. Daniel Misaki, an incredible story of perseverance, making his Rough Riders debut. First offering to Ferreras. He just misses inside. Daniel Misaki, if you're not familiar with his story, he was born in Japan when he was 2 years old. He and his family moved to Brazil, which is where half of his family is from, because his grandfather was ill. They ended up staying there at Sao Paulo, Brazil, and that is where he grew up. He ended up playing for Team Brazil during the World Baseball Classic. He signed at 16 years old with the Seattle Mariners and pitched for them for 3 years before just absolutely getting obliterated by injuries. Didn't pitch for a few seasons. Then he wanted to pitch in Japan in 2021 and 2022 in the minor leagues out in Japan. And Ferreira singles into right field to begin things here in the top of the ninth inning. Miguel Palma bats now for Corpus Christi. Tying run at the plate. He pitched in the Columbia Winter League. He pitched in independent ball in 2023 and 2024. And then was signed in 2024 by the Chicago Cubs. Ended up pitching for both AA Tennessee and AAA Iowa. Became a free agent after the year and signed with the Rangers. Chopper out to shortstop. Rodriguez on his second for one. Calling to first for a double play. Misaki rolls the twin killing, and there are two down here in the ninth.
Misaki is so crafty. And that's usually the trademark with a lot of these international pitchers. A lot of deception, a lot of control, plenty of movement. And he just lets his defense do the work. And when you've got Walcott and Colley up the middle, or you've got Rodriguez and Colley up the middle, you got any of these combinations of guys at second and short, good things can happen when you just put the ball down.
It's going to be a great year defensively, it seems, for the Riders. He's ahead 0-2. Misaki will turn 29 next Wednesday. And figures to be a big part of this bullpen. Looking for a save in his first Rough Riders appearance. Shakes off the first sign, likes the next. 0-2. One and two on Robleski, who's 1-for-3 today. A single back in the second. Got him! Johnson applies the tag to finish off a series win. Daniel Misaki with a save to finish out a fitting, incredible performance by this bullpen and pitching staff overall. A 2-0 win for the Rough Riders. They take 2-of-3 from Corpus. Nasty splitter to finish it. He strikes out Robleski. So the Riders win it 2-0. They take 2-of-3 from Corpus before a day off. Or after a day off on Monday, they'll head on the road to Northwest Arkansas. Fantastic opening weekend. Well, that's going to do it for our coverage today. Stick around as Tyler Danberg will have your post-game coverage. Our thanks to Chris Bohr, our technical director. of course, Ken Jones, our producer. I'm Zach Bigley. Again, stick around for post-game coverage next on Bark in the Park. Plenty to bark about for this pitching staff. Rough Riders win it 2-0 over Corpus Christi. What a fantastic day. A lot to be fired up about. We'll be right back on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a baseball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Swinging a drive deep into right center field. Out of here!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride. Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night at the park with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ballgame with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
But we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the HEB Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
The Frisco Rough Riders beat the Corpus Christi Hooks 2-0 to win the opening weekend season series and win back-to-back games to close the three-game set before embarking on their first six-game series in Springdale, Arkansas, against the Royals-affiliated Northwest Arkansas Naturals. I'm Tyler Danberg, back with you for the Frisco Rough Riders HEB Riders Baseball Network post-game show. And what a ball game it was. It was quickly paced on this cold 34-degree early evening here in the Metroplex. But the pitching heated up instantly. The performance of both Hook starter Jose Fliuti and Rough Riders right-hander Trey Schupak was something to be wowed by. Both pitchers went five innings, the first time in a double-A game this year that both starters in a ball game went five frames. And Trey Schupak, certainly one of the biggest storylines. He threw just 57 pitches, and he hammered the strike zone. Schupak went five innings, allowed no runs on three hits, struck out four and walked one. Just four batters came to the plate where Schupak did not throw a first-pitch strike. And opposite him, Fliuti turned in a very similar performance. Five innings, no runs, three hits, four strikeouts, and a walk. Both guys were on all cylinders, and zeros were on the board until the bottom of the seventh inning. Sebastian Walcott, the top Rangers prospect, 17th overall prospect in baseball, delivered with a two-out RBI single to score. Camber Rodriguez, who led off that frame with a line shot single. Walcott now has an RBI in each of his first three games to start 2025 at just 19 years old at the AA level. Then in the bottom of the eighth inning, the Rough Riders put more pressure on Alejandro Torres, the new Corpus Christi right-hand reliever. And with the bases juiced, Aaron Zavala worked the seven-pitch at-bat, and he lifted a fly ball into center for a sacrifice fly, scoring Cam Colley. And one of the more underrated parts of that inning, Cam Colley stolen base from second to third to put runners on the corners in a nobody-out situation. Just heads-up base running there by Cam Colley, the 19th-ranked prospect by the MLB pipeline of the Rangers organization. But another key part in this ballgame was the sixth inning overall. Corpus Christi had the bases loaded and one out. In came Gavin Collier, and the right-hander in his season debut his second career appearance with the Rough Riders after one last year in September. He got a strikeout and then a flyout, and then he set down three of his next four batters face to pitch a polished seventh inning. In the bottom half of that sixth inning, the Rough Riders also had the bases juiced, and Corpus Christi pitching was able to elude that. Trey Dombrowski got out of that inning, and the left-hander was able to mop things up before ultimately being the one to allow that all-important Sebastian Walcott RBI single. So the final score, 2-0, will get you the totals, a look around the Texas League when we return on the HEB Riders Baseball Network postgame show. Stick around. We've got more coming your way.
Come out to Riders Field in May for a loaded schedule of promotions. Join us for Bowling for Soup Night, Harry Potter Night presented by Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, Star Wars Night, Texas Monthly Taco Fest presented by Baylor Scott & White Health, and much more. For tickets and more on our May promos, go to ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 22nd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket presented by Twisted Tea and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25 with $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and Drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets at ridersbaseball.com or by calling at 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game.
Goodbye! Our first splashdown of the season!
For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 22nd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Evan Carter.
A splashdown into the Lazy River for Evan Carter.
And you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Tyler Danberg back here with you on the HEB Riders Baseball Network postgame show. The opening weekend is over. The Frisco Rough Riders win games 2 and 3, including a 2-0 victory this evening here in Frisco, Texas at Riders Field. The winning pitcher in this game, Gavin Collier. He came in with the bases loaded after Brian Magdaleno had the bases juiced and one out, and Collier came in and torpedoed his way through the back end of the Corpus Christi order to retire the side, and then he pitched a scoreless seventh inning on top of that. Getting the loss is Trey Dombrowski in his season debut. He allowed the go-ahead RBI single with two out in the last of the seventh to Sebastian Walcott. He goes two frames, allows one run on three hits, strikes out one, and walks three. And the save goes to Daniel Masaki. He will turn 29 next week. He is an incredible story. He was out of minor league baseball after 2015 through 2024 when he got a shot back with the Cubs organization. Born in Japan, hails from Sao Paulo, Brazil. He's pitched in over four different countries, and between his time away from minor league baseball, he got the save. He got an inning-ending, game-sealing strikeout on a splitter against Ryan Wroblewski, and he finished off this series in a thunderous way, and the Frisco bullpen has continued to toss zeros. It's now over 13-plus innings by Frisco pitching without surrendering a run. A lot of credit to Julio Valdez's pitching staff, and a credit to Corpus Christi's bullpen, who really shone throughout this entire weekend. That was definitely a high point for Ricky Rivera's team. They came into today with a .75 ERA, and today they just gave up those two runs, but those two runs proved to be the difference. We'll take one more break, and then we'll drive around the Texas League, the Rangers organization, and tell you what's on tap for both Corpus Christi and Frisco. This is the HEB Riders Baseball Network postgame show.
Welcome in summer this May with 16 games at Riders Field. The Twins-affiliated Wichita Windsor travel to take on the Rough Riders Tuesday, April 29th through Sunday, May 4th. Then, come out for the season's largest homestand, May 13th through May 25th, against the Astros-affiliated Corpus Christi Hooks and Athletics-affiliated Midland Rockhounds. For tickets, go to RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday, as well as Sundays from May 25th through August 3rd. After the game, the Riders will set up an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy from the Rough Riders playing field surface. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Justin Foscue.
Justin Foscue continues the power display.
And you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
The HEB Riders Baseball Network postgame show continues here on this Sunday evening. Your final score in game 3 of 3 between Corpus Christi and Frisco. Rough Riders 2, Hooks nothing. Rough Riders go to 2-1 to begin the campaign. Hooks go to 1-2. Up next for Corpus Christi, they go home to Whataburger Field and host the San Antonio Missions, who are 2-1, getting a series win over Amarillo but losing this afternoon. And for Frisco, they go on the road for their first 6 games ahead of the year, and they take on a red-hot offense of the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, who are 3-0. They got a sweep of Tulsa and scored 35 runs in the first 3 games. And anchored by 5 RBI by Jack Caglione. That only continued as he drove in 3 today. Final totals for this game. For Corpus Christi, no runs on 4 hits, 1 error. For Frisco, 2 runs on 7 hits and no errors. The winning pitcher is Collier. Losing pitcher, Dombrowski. The same goes to Misaki. The time of game, a rapid 2 hours and 27 minutes. And on this 44-degree blustery afternoon and early evening, a great crowd of over 6,466 showed up. And we thank Rough Riders fans for their support. They can come back out on Tuesday, April 15th, for when the Rough Riders host the Amarillo Sod Poodles. And that will happen all week, Tuesday through Sunday, here at Riders Field for the next homestand. And we would love to see you at the ballpark. A quick look around the Texas League. We told you about the offensive outpour that Northwest Arkansas put on Tulsa. 14-3 the final score. 17 total hits for the Naturals. In a makeup of yesterday's rainout, Arkansas defeated Midland 9-0 to avoid the sweep. Rockhounds go to 2-1 after beating the Travelers 6-4 in Game 1 of the doubleheader. Springfield and Wichita also played in a doubleheader, and it was a split. Springfield won Game 1, 5-0, and Wichita won Game 2, 10-2. We told you that Amarillo topped San Antonio 4-3, and of course, Frisco defeating Corpus Christi 2-0. It was a great day for the big league club. The Texas Rangers on a Jonah Heim walk-off defeat the Tampa Bay Rays 4-3, and go to 8-2, the best record in the American League. And they're going to get Josh Young back. And Young made 2 rehab game appearances this weekend here in Frisco, had a hit in each of these 2 ball games. Around the Rangers organization, Kannapolis handed Loe Hickory in the Rangers org its first loss, 7-5, the final score in Kannapolis. Round Rock put up 10 runs and defeated Toledo 10-7. And the losing pitcher in that game is a former Rough Rider, Tyler Owens, who was sent to Detroit to the Carson Kelly deal, along with Liam Hicks, former Frisco Rough Rider, current Miami Marlin. Hub City goes to 2-1 in their first weekend as a minor league club. The High A team defeated the Aberdeen Ironbirds 7-5. That'll do it for the HEB Riders Baseball Network postgame show. After a 7-5 loss in Game 1 on Friday night on opening night, the Rough Riders win Game 2, 5-2. And today, 2-0, shutting out the Corpus Christi Hooks to win their first series of the campaign and go into next week. Zach Bickley will talk to you on Tuesday night from Springdale, Arkansas, on the Riders Baseball Network. You can catch that on the MILB app and on Frisco Riders' website, ridersbaseball.com, when you click on media information. For Zach Bickley, for producer Ken Jones, for technical director Chris Foran, and our entire Riders Baseball Network crew, I'm Tyler Danberg, signing off and thanking you for tuning in to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck